The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you, and your joy might be complete." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, how does the Father love the Son? Jesus says, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you." Eternally, infinitely, unreservedly. When Pope John Paul II was seeking a definition for love, what did he come up with? He says, love, true love, is a total gift of self. Where did he come up with that definition? He says, because that's the way the Father loves the Son. He gives himself to him completely. And the Son returns that gift by making an offering of himself back to the Father. Our Lord loves us as the Father loves him. Right now I'm reading this beautiful work on Our Lady. And there's this section which speaks about our Lord's death on the cross. And he says, in that moment, our Lord gave everything. He had already given his wisdom through his preaching. He had given his body and blood at the Last Supper. As he's hanging on the cross, he's giving his very life. And then the book says he makes a final gift. And it was the last gift because it was the most precious to him, the treasure of his heart. At the very end, he gives his own mom. "Son John, behold your mother." And what does it say immediately after that? What are our Lord's next words? "It is finished." In giving this final gift, the gift of my own mom, she who means everything to me, I have nothing left to give. And then what does our Lord say? "I thirst. I wish I had more to give," because his love is unquenchable, inextinguishable. It's with that love that he loves us. Working my way through a book by a woman, lived last century, a mystic in Mexico, she says, as a person advances in holiness, there are three stages, she says, three degrees of love. She says, all are a response to the action of God within us. She says the first degree of love is when one makes a decision, "I am going to try to love God. God, I'm going to seek to love you." She says the second degree is passive. Under the motion of the Holy Spirit, the soul decides, "I am going to allow God to love me." She says the third degree is when the soul comes to the point where it places no obstacles in the way of receiving God's love. "Lord, I am no longer going to let anything prevent you from loving me as you desire." The wonders that are worked in souls who arrive at that point. Why does our Lord tell the apostles, "As the Father loves me, so I love you"? Because he wants them to believe in his love. Because when they come to the point where they believe completely, they would go out and transform the world. St. John in his first epistle, when he says, "Perfect love casts out all fear." He knew that experientially. He had come to the point where he so believed in our Lord's love, which is perfect, that he became fearless. Fearless to love God in return, fearless to witness to that love. and to communicate that love to others. And I close with this. Every lover seeks to have their love reciprocated, and that is above all true of God. Mother Teresa, when she came upon Psalm 68 and read this verse, which prefigured the agony in the garden, the psalm states, "My heart had expected reproach and misery. I looked for one who would grieve with me, and there was none. And I sought one that would console me, and I found none." So Mother Teresa wrote, "Jesus, I will be that one. I will comfort, encourage, and love you." And she said to her sisters, "My dear sisters, you also choose to be that one.